Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Abdullah Shafi. He is a student in the Materials Science program here at Missouri State University. Thanks for stopping by, Shafi.
Thank you for inviting me, Dr. C.
So, Shafi, tell us a little bit about your background. You're coming from a different place, and tell us about that history.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shafi, and I'm from Bangladesh. It's a small country in Southeast Asia. And I studied metallurgical engineering, and basically, I'm a metallurgical engineer. So I did my bachelor's back in Bangladesh. And after doing my graduation, I used to work for a foundry industry for more than 3 years. So I did a lot of metallurgical work in that job. And then I feel the urge to work or study more in material science or metallurgical engineering and material science. That's what driven me to come here.
Okay. So now you got your metallurgical engineering degree and you worked for a while. So how did you choose the United States and specifically, how did you choose Missouri State?
So there's a kind of long story. So I came to North Carolina A&T State University first. I was admitted in mechanical engineering degree, but I used to work in material science. But I wasn't able to cope with mechanical engineering because my background is from metallurgical engineering. So that's when I switched from North Carolina A&T to Missouri State, because I know a lot of people here. They were my seniors. They graduated from here, and they were kind of motivated me. And I knew the structure of Missouri State's academic culture and everything that also inspired me to come here.
So let's talk about that. You come from a quite different background from the people that live generally in Springfield, Missouri. In something like material science, does your background really matter?
Honestly speaking, it does a little, but in a broad spectrum, it doesn't. So if you love science, if you have the passion to know more about science, then it doesn't matter. But in some cases, if you have a background, it might help you a lot. But honestly speaking, it doesn't matter a lot.
And when I said that, partly I meant your cultural background. Would you say your cultural background and where you're from really matters much in studying in the U.S. in material science?
No, absolutely not. That's the fantastic thing about Missouri State. No diversity, no racism. Your background, where you're coming from, doesn't matter at all.
Okay, let's talk about your next step. What do you see? You'll be graduating relatively soon. And so for you, what kind of a next step do you see?
So I was thinking to do my PhD, like in material science or metallurgical engineering and science. I hope to get admitted in a good school and continue my research on material science.
And do you think that that will be in the United States, or might it be someplace else?
Actually, I'm looking for some good schools in the U.S. right now. So if there are some other scopes in other countries, I may try. But my first preference is the schools in USA, because I'm already get acquainted with the culture of USA schools from here, which I'm interested in.
Let me ask you this. Coming from a place far away, where a place where you know the culture perfectly well, and coming to a place like Missouri State and living here and studying here, what have you learned yourself as part of this whole journey? What kinds of things have impacted you?
The journey was not smooth, and I had to go like a lot of difficulties from getting admission to getting a visa and then getting accustomed with the culture here. We saw movies, we listened to songs, we read the newspapers from USA, but that's not enough to know the culture about here. So once you get here, then you got to face the culture, and you see the people here, you talk to them, you know them. So it takes a little bit time, but ultimately it'll be okay. And I think I'm doing pretty good here. Missouri State provides a very good environment to sustain and to thrive in your goal.
I would agree. Very good. Well, Shafi, thanks so much for stopping by and talking a little bit to me today.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, of course, signing off for STEM Spots.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.